ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनित्यनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणीप्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पश्चतेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे। In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, Yata yata hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham, that he descends into this world again and again in various forms with various names to ultimately attract our hearts to our original natural state of spiritual consciousness, which is unconditional, unmotivated, loving service. When Krishna personally appeared in this world in his original transcendental form, in his aspect of Vishnu, he killed many demons to establish the principles of Dharma. But in his original spiritual form of Shamsundar, he performed his Vrindavan pastimes to attract the hearts of the conditioned souls in this world away from the distractions, the egoism, the selfishness, the greed that creates suffering. Krishna revealed to us in this world the eternal blissful pastimes of the spiritual world, filled with intimate, pure, loving exchanges. When that one supreme personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Ramchandra, the son of Dasarath, a prominent purpose was to reveal through his example and the example of his devotees how to live an ideal life in pursuit of true spiritual happiness. The very name Rama means the reservoir of all pleasure. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. The whole purpose of the Vedic literatures and all knowledge, Srila Prabhupada explains, is to teach everyone to be happy. But unfortunately, we are looking for our happiness in the temporary, flickering, limited experiences of our body and our mind. We have forgotten we are eternal spirit souls. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Beyond birth and beyond death. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. In this state of spiritual awakening, there is joy. The joy of feeling God's intimate love and reciprocating by offering unconditional, unmotivated love to Krishna, to the Supreme Being. And that love is expressed by how we respect, we honor, and we love all that God has created and all those who God has created. Lord Ramchandra taught us the path of happiness. It's interesting that predominantly in Lord Ram's Leela, his example is given at times of crisis, of incredible challenge. From his very birth, Maharaj Dasarath, Kausalya, they yearned for a son, but they had no son. Year after year after year passed. But then the example Ram established of how he appears was revealed. Dasarath and Kausalya approached Vasishtha Muni, a great enlightened saint, and received his blessings and guidance. And through that, they approached another saintly person, Rishyashringa, and performed sadhana, a spiritual practice, one wherein there was great concentration, meditation in the mood of loving service. It is called a yajna, a sacrifice, that which makes us sacred and makes everything around us sacred. And it was through that spiritual offering that Lord Ramchandra appeared within this world. In the beginning of his life, everything was leading toward happiness, joy, and hope for Ram and for all of his family and all of the world. Ramchandra went to the forest with Vishwamitra Muni. Although he's the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the knower of past, present, and future, the author of all knowledge of the Vedas, and the supreme goal of all the knowledge of the Vedas, Lord Ram set an example as a human being. He acted as a humble servant of Vishwamitra Muni, eager to bring firewood, to bring water, to bring herbs and roots, to massage his guru, things that anyone could do. But he found the greatest joy in serving his devotee and teaching us how to find joy in serving a devotee. Ramchandra, every day, would sit for hours with Vishwamitra, his guru, and inquire about the purpose of life, about the lives of great saints, about how one can deal with every situation and make spiritual progress. In Mithila, Ramchandra received the blessings and the permission of this great devotee Vishwamitra and lifted the great bow of Shiva, and thus he attained Sita, as his married wife. What a celebration there was in Mithila, the marriage of Sita and Ram. When they returned to Ayodhya, everything was full of joy. It was a festival every day. Dasarath Maharaj, Kausalya was happy. The whole kingdom was happy. Everyone fell in love with Sita and Ram. They were yearning, longing for the day when Sita and Ram would become the king. And Dasarath, he was yearning and longing for the day when he can place Sita and Ram on the throne for the well-being of the whole world. But then, the very night before the coronation of Ram as the next king, reverses took place, which were inconceivable. Kaikeyi, who was Ram's beloved stepmother, she loved Ram like her own son. She became envious, and due to her wrath, Ram was exiled to the forest for 14 years. Sita and Lakshman, they could not remain in the comforts of Ayodhya with Ram entering the forest. They joined him. Ram was in exile. We can say he was in quarantine. He wasn't allowed for 14 years to see his family, his friends, his kingdom, his beloved home of Ayodhya, his eternal abode. Ram went to Prayag, a holy place, and there he met Bharadraj Muni and inquired from him, "What should I do? Where is the best place for me to be?" And it was under Bharadraj Muni's advice that Ram went to the holy forest of Chitrakoot on the banks of the Mandakini Ganga. Why? Because there he could be in the association of pure-hearted devotees of the Lord, people who had no motivation for anything except the loving service of the Lord. In the beautiful forest of Chitrakoot, Sita, Ram, and Lakshman would sit at the feet of the saints and hear from them, chant with them, inquire from them, and render services to them. Soon after, Bharat, Ram's brother, brought all the leading devotees of Ayodhya to Chitrakoot to beg Ram to return. Bharat was determined, "I will accept this 14-year-old banishment. And Ram, you should return to give joy to all the people of Ayodhya by ascending the throne." When Ram heard the news from Bharat that his beloved father, Dasarath, had passed away from the world in intense loving separation from Sri Ram, Ram showed the example of a loving son. He was beside himself with grief. He cried. But he was attentive to help to liberate the very soul of his father. At the Mandakini Ganga, Lord Ramchandra performed the last rites for Dasarath Maharaj. We are not these bodies, but the body is a vehicle in which the eternal soul can interact with other people in this world. It's a facility to engage in devotional service with this body and mind and thus liberate by awakening the original natural state of consciousness of the soul. Bharat and all the citizens of Ayodhya begged Ram to return. Ram could have gone back to Ayodhya. Nobody would have disagreed. Even Kaikeyi herself had a transformation of heart and was yearning in repentance for Ram to return. But Ram, for the well-being of everyone, to establish the principle of adherence to true dharma, to truthfulness, and for performing his lila in the service of all living beings in this world, Ram remained in Chitrakoot. He sent his whole family back. For the next 14 years, Ram, Sita, and Lakshman had no communication with anybody of their family. It was an exile. Later, in Nasik, Ram took the blessings of Agastya Muni, received so many gifts of knowledge and mantras from him. And it was there that Lord Sri Ram's beloved eternal consort, Sita, was stolen by Ravana. Ram searched the forest with Lakshman. He walked thousands of miles searching for Sita, crying for Sita. He never even considered giving up his purpose of rescuing Sita. On the way, there was Jatayu. Jatayu was a great bird who was very old. He tried to fight Ravana to rescue Sita, but Jatayu was defeated. There, Lord Sri Ram showed the nature of God's love. For the physical body of Jatayu, he held his head in his lap. He caressed the body of Jatayu. He spoke the sweetest words of affection to give peace and love to the mind of Jatayu. And he promised Jatayu, on this very day, I will send you to the spiritual world. When Jatayu departed, chanting the name of Ram and gazing into the beautiful face of Lord Sri Ram, Ram cried. Here was a devotee who voluntarily gave up his own life, endured so much pain to serve the devotee of Ram. Ram felt such indebtedness to him and performed his last rites to send him to the spiritual world. How the Lord respected and honored the physical body and the pains that the body endures, but at the same time did it all in such a way to liberate the eternal soul, Satchitananda. The soul's nature is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Ram made alliance with Hanuman, with Sugriva, and they fought the great battle of Sri Lanka. To give happiness to Sita, Lord Sri Ramchandra was willing to fight one of the greatest world wars in this world's history. Such dedication, such affection, such love. And ultimately, when Lord Ram and Ravana were face to face in a battle that lasted many, many hours, Ramchandra invoked the blessing of Agastya Muni and chanted the mantra with the arrow he received from him to liberate Ravana. Ram had no malice. He asked Vibhishan, Ravana's brother, to perform the last rites for Ravana, to elevate his soul. And Ram himself went to the Himalayas with his brothers to perform tapasya, penance, to purify themselves from killing Ravana. Why? There was no malice. Ram, even in his defeating his enemies, he did it with pure, unalloyed compassion for all beings. Ramchandra went back to Ayodhya. And after some time, for the sake of giving an example for the world and revealing an intimate, ecstatic mood of love and separation, Ram was separated from Sita again. She was sent to the ashram of Valmiki Muni. In this life, Ram and Sita never met each other again. This love and separation is a great mystery that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world. Lord Sri Krishna, he performed the most beautiful, happy pastimes with the Brijabasis in Vrindavan. The Damodar Leela with Yashoda, the cowherd pastimes with Balaram and the gopas. He performed the Rasa Leela, the purest, most ecstatic exchange of spiritual love with the gopis. And all of them loved Krishna unconditionally. Then he left. With Akrura, he crossed the Yamuna River and went to Mathura and then to Dwarka for the well-being of the world. The mood of separation of the gopis, especially Sri Radharani, is declared by the great saints and by Krishna himself to be the ultimate experience of the fullest, most intense awakening of divine love. Viraha Bhava. Sita and Ram experienced that same type of separation. Radharani and Sita are the same one supreme person. The Parashakti, the supreme energy of the Lord. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Gambhira, in Jagannath Puri, he spent the last 12 years of his life tasting the sweetness of Sri Radha's love in separation from Krishna, which includes the ecstatic love of Sri Sita in separation from Ram. When she was living in the forest. Because all the goddesses of fortune, all the Shaktis are included within Srimati Radharani. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught us in that state of ecstatic love and separation, the Shikshastakam verses. They were 8 prayers that he composed with his own hands, and they live forever in the hearts of the devotees. Lord Ramchandra was the ideal king. He was the ideal disciple, the ideal son, the ideal brother, the ideal husband, the ideal friend. And he demonstrated at times of crisis. Why? Because it's the nature of this world. It's something we all have to adjust ourselves to respond to crisis. And the Lord endured them himself to show us the way. Abramabhavana loka punar avartan arjuna mamupetyata kaunteya punar janmanavidyate. The Bhagavad Gita tells, from the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, they're all places where there's inevitable suffering. Dukalayam ashashvatam, because everything in this world is temporary. There's inevitable beginning and end, birth and death, honor and dishonor, pleasure and pain, success and failure. Birth, old age, disease, and death are inevitable. Adiatmaka adidaivaka adibhotaka. The scriptures tell us there's the miseries caused by our own bodies and minds, There's the miseries caused by natural disturbances and miseries caused by other living beings. They're always there. And to whatever extent things are going our way and things are happy, like Ram, who was living so beautifully in Ayodhya, but he taught us how at any moment things can change. And at any moment we have to adjust ourselves. And what were the adjustments that Ram made? He was always seeking the association of enlightened great devotees of the Lord, saints who through their knowledge, through example, through their blessings could uplift him. And he was always determined, Dhritarashtra, to perform his duties in service of his gurus and of others. Bharat and Ram as brothers, what was their competition? In Chitrakoot, Bharat was begging Ram, please take the throne and enjoy it, all the power, all the opulence, all the pleasures, and I'll live in the forest. And Ram was arguing, you take the throne, Bharat, with all the joys, and I will live in the forest. They were such profound well-wishers to each other. Ram directed Bharat and all the citizens of Ayodhya, forgive Kaikeyi, treat her as you would treat me. This is Ram's example. He is teaching as an example for us to strive to live by these principles, to aspire for these virtues, because that is the path of perfection. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the great incarnations of the Lord were within him and within his love were Sri Radha, Sri Sita, and all the Shaktis. He was the reservoir of all love. He was the ultimate origin of all love. And he was also the supreme object of all love. By his example, like Lord Ram, he left for the forest and took sannyas. He left his wife, Vishnupriya. He left his mother, Sachi Devi, and his beloved eternal home of Navadweep. Why? For essentially the same purpose as Lord Sri Ram, to show compassion and mercy to all of us. When Krishna fought against Adharma, he had his Sudarshan Chakra and his club, and Sri Ramchandra had his bow and his arrows. But Lord Chaitanya, he went town to town, village to village, with the holy names of Sri Krishna, the greatest of all powers that could transform the heart, purify the mind, and ultimately awaken our attraction for Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweetness, Krishna's love. One of the most intimate, loving associates of Lord Chaitanya is Murari Gupta. He was a devotee of Ram. One time, Lord Chaitanya was explaining to the devotees in Puri that he was trying to convince Murari Gupta to worship Krishna. Because although Ram and Krishna are the same person performing different leelas at different times, Krishna manifested the sweetest, most intimate pastimes of love in Vrindavan. But Murari Gupta, he could only cry because it was impossible for him to give up chanting the names of Ram, meditating on the form of Sita and Ram, and engaging in the loving service of Lord Ram. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised Murari Gupta. I was just testing your dedication, your chastity, the purity of your love for Ram is perfect. You are Hanuman. Lord Chaitanya engaged Murari Gupta in his most intimate, ecstatic, loving pastimes. Murari Gupta saw Lord Chaitanya as his beloved Lord Sri Ram. At the time of the Mahaprakash at Srivasangam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to Murari Gupta his beautiful form of Ram. And beside him was Sita and Lakshman. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Yuga Avatar. He is Purna Avatar. Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, and all of our avatars are in Lord Chaitanya because he is the original Krishna, tasting the sweetness of Sri Radha's love and giving that love through the chanting of the holy names. There are many beautiful leelas of Lord Chaitanya in South India when he interacted with great devotees of Lord Ram, and how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so thrilled with joy seeing their ecstatic love. Ram Navami is a beautiful time for all of us to meditate, contemplate, hear, chant the wonderful lessons and examples of Lord Sri Ramchandra. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, in two of his great temples, Radha Ras Bihari, he installed Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman. In Washington, D.C., the capital of America, who Prabhupada said the most important, influential country in the world, he established Ram Sita Lakshman Hanuman along with Radha Madan Mohan. And we see those in following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada in Delhi, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj installed Ram Murti. And at Bhaktivedanta Manor in London, there is Ram Sita Lakshman Hanuman. Ram Navami is a very special time. Srila Prabhupada gave us entrance into the loving pastimes of the Lord. But most of all, he taught us how? By hearing, by chanting, by serving, and by valuing the association of devotees. When Krishna's pleased with us, samsidhir hari toshanam, he opens the doors of his own heart and allows us to enter into his pastimes. Lord Sri Ramchandra, he especially taught us how to respond to crisis, to challenge, to difficult times. Because these are opportunities to make great spiritual progress, to understand how humble and vulnerable we truly are, and to take shelter from our hearts, with our body, our minds, and our very souls, to take shelter of Krishna, of Sri Ram, following in the footsteps of the great souls. Maharaj Guha, Hanuman, Bharat, Sita, Lakshman, all these great devotees and more. They were willing to do anything and everyone, everything, endure any type of difficulty to give pleasure to Ram. And Lord Ramchandra, he was willing to endure any kind of difficulty to give pleasure to his devotees. The highest pleasure. And long ago, he performed his leelas, but he is still performing those same pastimes in our hearts today. At this particular time during the coronavirus, the world is in a very difficult state. It is a time to truly reevaluate what is our purpose, what is our goals, to kind of press the reset button of our values in life. It's a time to understand the truth that's always been there, how vulnerable we are, and how we need the shelter of the Lord. And the Lord taught us by his own example as Lord Ram that we find that shelter in the association of those who love him, by sharing with one another, by serving one another, by hearing and by chanting, by cultivating our own internal sadhana. Ram Navami is a blessing. Life in Krishna consciousness among devotees in any situation is the most beautiful blessing. I thank you very much.